So I was talking, sadly you missed it all, but never mind. I was talking about Latin and power and authority and why there's Latin everywhere in Harvard. Just start noticing it now. And what I wanted to say is that we didn't invent this connection between the Romans, whose language was Latin, and authority and power. The Romans were pretty good at it themselves. Here we show the fasces from which... Is there any geniuses here? Yeah. Oh, I forgot, you're all geniuses. So fasces from what... Which modern English word is derived from fasces? Fascist, very good, exactly. So the Romans loved to make a show of their ability to intimidate people. The fasces are an absolutely delightful object. They're a bundle of rods with attached axes. And they're symbolic. They're carried wherever a Roman political officer, political or military officer goes. But they're not just symbolic, because if I am a Roman political officer, I make you obey me. And how do I make you obey me? Because I've got these carried in front of me all the time, and at any moment I can get my subordinates to undo the rods and the axes and either beat you up for not obeying me, or if I really, really cross, I can chop off your head. Whoa, way to go. So the Romans were pretty good at intimidating people, pretty good solid language of authority and power. So what are we going to do with all this Latin? Are we going to be intimidated by this? Class of 2022, are we? No. Are we going to use it to intimidate others? You're really horrible. I'm not sure I want you here. No, neither of the above. We're going to get to know the Romans. Remember, the Roman Empire was a very big world, and once you actually start focusing in, it's not Hollywood, it's not all dead white men. There's actually a huge amount of variety, and the Romans are surprisingly relatable up to a point. But it's worth it, it's worth it. Like any dead, long dead, faraway people, it's worth tuning into them and finding out what they're all about. And you start off and they seem, yeah, completely relatable, like you and me. And then you get to a certain point and it all goes weird. You know the thing about imagining powerful people on the toilet? Do you? That's what you're meant to do. Imagine powerful people on the toilet. It's sort of, you know, so that you're not frightened of them anymore. Well, start imagining the Romans on a toilet. It's a communal affair. Lots of you all sitting on the toilet all together, which is nice. And then there's these lovely shared sponges, which have the function. Ooh. Again, hang out with the Romans. Start off perfectly relatable. And then, just here when it says rob, that's the god Robigo, the god of rust, to whom you sacrifice a couple of puppies. Oh, yes. Now I'm being horrible. But I say, why not? Just stay with them a while. Keep listening. When did you last hang out with somebody whose sentence you absolutely couldn't finish, that they're unpredictable? It's good for us. It's really good for us. And hang out a bit longer with the Romans. Do you know who this person is by any chance? You probably don't. It's Caligula. Lovely old Caligula. Caligula, the Romans had lots of mad, bad, evil emperors, right? really, really evil. Caligula allegedly made his horse a consul. Well, why not? It wasn't the worst thing he did, but made his horse a consul. Lovely. But the Romans, we're obsessed with the Romans' mad, bad, dead emperors, each one crazier than the last. Actually, so were the Romans, but they did much more interesting things with them than Hollywood. The Romans used their mad, bad emperors as object lessons. And I think those object lessons can teach us something. They teach us about how hard it is to find a middle path between being so kind of scared of the world that you won't get out of bed and being so risk-taking that you basically are happy to scorch the whole earth and kill everybody in your path. They really think about these issues. They think about the middle path between, you know, that perhaps this is the British thing, but there's an apple and a pear, and there's you and your friend, right? This is one situation. And you say to your friend, would you like the apple or the pear? And the friend, this is when I say this is the British thing, the friend says, I don't mind. Which would you like? And then what do you say if you're British? You say, I don't mind either. And then nothing happens. That's probably is just a British thing. So that's one path to not getting anything done. And then there's another extreme when you just bulldoze everybody in your path and you lead everybody over the edge. So the Romans were obsessed with there are extremes of behavior, and somewhere in the middle, you might find a happy medium between being totally intimidated and intimidating everybody else. And I think with all this genius in the room, that's a pretty good object lesson. See you in 2022. I'm going completely mad. See you in the fall.